And that's when I ran across a delightful businessman named Charlie. He had been a lawyer for 25 years before he discovered he could fuck over more people in the recording industry than he ever could in a court of law. And he was the president of one of the biggest record companies in the world. And the music business to Charlie was nothing more than a sacrificial lamb to be led to slaughter. And the weapon of choice was his record company that he'd wield like a mighty sword.